Earlier this month, Ellsworth Air Force Base officials announced that it plans to downsize personnel this year as part of a nationwide shift in Air Force funding priorities. The announcement came during a briefing to area media by Colonel Kevin Kennedy, commander of the 28th Bomb Wing, the host unit at Ellsworth. Colonel Kennedy took command of Ellsworth a year ago this month, and he joins us on the line for a status of activities at the base. And Colonel Kennedy, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Mr. Gerke, hello. Thank you for having me. I have a pleasure to discuss with you this afternoon and talk to all your listeners.
And you're welcome to join the conversation as well. If you have any questions for Colonel Kennedy, you can email us at midday@sdpb.org. You can also give us a call at 800-524-3604, 800-524-3604. Well, first of all, Colonel Kennedy, congratulations on your first year at Ellsworth.
Oh, excellent. Thank you very much. I've enjoyed the first year being back here in the Black Hills and in the state of South Dakota. This is my fourth assignment out here, and the airmen are always fantastic to work with, and then also local communities also very supportive of the base and our mission. And it's three of my children were born here, and it's always great to come back to South Dakota.
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about just the mission itself. I know we all know that Ellsworth Air Force Base is here in South Dakota over by Rapid City, but I imagine that a lot of us are unfamiliar with what the basic mission is of the 28th Bomb Wing.
Our basic mission is to provide expeditionary combat power anywhere on the globe. And in the past decade, we've been fairly focused on Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom before that, in flying in the skies over Afghanistan. And our B-1 aircraft that go forward and do that mission, we share that with Dyess Air Force Base. And we actually have a squadron out right now. And in the last year, B-1s from Ellsworth have flown over 500 combat missions and totaling over 5,000 hours in the skies of Afghanistan, performed that mission and providing air support to the soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, as well as our coalition allies on the ground in Afghanistan. We also have our MQ-9 Reaper operation, and what we do is we fly missions from there. And in the last year, we've flown approaching 900 combat sorties and over 13,000 combat hours in the MQ-9 from Ellsworth Air Force Base, South Dakota. And beyond that, we have individual airmen that go out and augment other missions across the globe, primarily in the CENTCOM area of responsibility, but we have approximately anywhere between 100 to 150 airmen out at any given time when the B-1, in addition to our B-1 rotation.
Well, Colonel Kennedy, you mentioned Afghanistan. As we prepare to leave Afghanistan, what does that mean for the Ellsworth Air Force Base?
It's a great question. As we draw down whatever the footprint is, if it goes to zero or if there's a different number that's left behind as we work that out with the government of Afghanistan at higher levels than Ellsworth, we will continue to have airmen that deploy forward into the CENTCOM area of responsibility. I feel our numbers will come down, but I don't think they're going to come to zero. And I think our B-1s are still going to be required to deploy forward. The numbers may change, but I still think we'll be supporting those at least for the next year or two as we figure out what our steady-state footprint will be in that part of the world.
Now, as I mentioned in our introduction there, during the media briefing that you held 2 weeks ago, mentioned that there are plans to downsize personnel at Ellsworth. What can you tell us about those plans? Who's affected and what's the reason for the downsizing?
Well, the downsizing, the Chief of Staff has talked pretty explicitly on this, is that we need an Air Force moving forward in the fiscal climate that we're in that's ready and lethal and ready to defend our nation when called. And to do that, we're going to have to get smaller. And over between now and fiscal year 14 and fiscal year 15, the Air Force, we're going to reduce by as much as 25,000 active duty military members and reserve and some guard as well. In that, we look across the Air Force when we do that, and we're looking at specific specialties and at specific how many folks we have based on how many years of service they have to make sure we're right-sized from a human capital strategy going forward to make sure we're going to be properly postured. Ellsworth right now, we are not losing any specific billets at our base. However, some of our airmen are going to meet retention boards, and some of our airmen will be selected to separate probably earlier than they had anticipated. And this is done, after that, the Air Force will look at and will level across the Air Force to make sure we have the right folks in the right places. But our manning at Ellsworth isn't being decreased by what we're authorized. However, the bodies may go down a little bit as we look and see where our folks are in training and things like that. We will still have the same demand going forward, but for the near term, we may lose a few bodies and be a little slightly undermanned as we stabilize.
Does an announcement like that, does that have much of an impact on the morale of the servicemen at Ellsworth?
It does. For the majority of the folks that have served with us out here at the base, the majority came in after 9/11. And they came into an Air Force at war and were hoping to serve their nation, and many had plans for a 20-year career. And for a number of the great men and women that are serving out here, they won't be able to do that. And when I say many, we're talking in the tens. We're not talking in the hundreds, hopefully. For them, there is stressors. And what we're doing as an Air Force is our commitment to them is to make sure that we can have that transition as seamless and as supportive as we can possibly be for them and their families. And we have a transition assistance program that we use for anyone that separates or normally retires from the Air Force. We're going to make sure that the folks that are selected for early separation are able to go through that course as well. We're going to support and make sure they have the information and support they need to transition back into the civilian workforce. But it is a stressor. We need to make sure that they're taken care of and that we can make sure that them and their families are cared for as much as possible as we move through this next year.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with Ellsworth Air Force Base Commander Colonel Kevin Kennedy, getting sort of a status of activities at the base. And if you have any questions, you can give us a call at 800-524-3604. You can also email us at midday@sdpb.org. Colonel Kennedy, as we just were talking about, this is just past your first anniversary as the commander at Ellsworth. Touched on some of the things that happened over the past year. I'm wondering if for you, if there are certain accomplishments that you're especially proud of or that you think deserve special mention.
The one that stands out in my mind isn't a specific accomplishment, but it goes back a little bit. It's to how our airmen are completely focused on making sure they're ready and able to go forward and support and win the fight that we're currently in. And over the last year, the way been able to meet our commitments overseas as a wing, even though we had furlough, government shutdown, sequestration, and the fiscal pressures that brought on our wing and our training, our airmen were able to go and execute their mission fully trained, and I was comfortable that they weren't accepting individual risk unnecessarily, and that they were going forward and doing and performing extremely well while deployed downrange and at home. So that's the biggest thing that stands out for me. The other part in that is the great work that the folks have done before I got here this year, and as we've executed this year from the airmen in our food transformation initiative has been pretty impressive. And what that is the way we rethought the way that we provide our dining facilities across the base to our airmen, and to primarily our junior airmen, the ones that are just their first assignment here is Ellsworth Air Force Base, and the making sure that the dining options open to them had enough options for them to choose from, and also that they're being healthier and they're more of what they're looking for as far as their diets have changed over the years. So we got away from the institutional type food that we had been serving in our dining facility, and we were something called food transformation, where we brought in contractors on two South Dakota companies actually run that for us on the base, Sodexo and Orion Foods, and we partner with them to make sure that we provide healthy options and a variety of options for our airmen across the base. And we were able to do that, started a couple three years ago, and we executed it and brought it into operation last year, and it's been a great success for our base, and I think it's really improved the ability of our airmen to eat healthy and also to have better quality of life.
And I understand when you're talking about improvements, there have also been some improvements in housing on the base?
Right. We're in the middle of housing privatization at the base, and at the end of this month, we're going to break ground on 214 new housing units on the base. The Balfour Beatty Corporation will be running those for our base, and we're looking forward to having those. Those will be family housing primarily on the base, and that'll bring up our total housing units on the base when they're complete over the next 2 years to just under 500 houses, which will provide some housing for are active duty and folks that are stationed out here. And we have approximately 3,300 active duty stationed at the base, and that provides 500 houses for their families. And the single airmen, we also have dormitories for them. But that'll help on the ability to transition them when folks move in and out of the base. We're looking forward to that housing, and that's a partnership, a long-term partnership we'll have with the Balfour Beatty Corporation.
We have an email question from a listener, Colonel Kennedy. Overseas base drones are flown from a center at Ellsworth. The question is, will Ellsworth drones ever train over South Dakota airspace?
Right now, we do not have any, we do not control aircraft that fly in South Dakota. Our missions are primarily overseas, and they're combat missions that we fly in combat support. We do some training lines, but most of those training lines are flown through one of our partner wings, the 432nd wing, which is stationed down outside Creech Air Force Base in Nevada. And we partner with them, and they actually have airframes located in their base, and we fly those occasionally for training missions. We fly about 2 to 3 times a week from there. But right now, we do not have any MQ-9s actually stationed at Ellsworth and do not fly them over Ellsworth airspace.
Another question here on email about the Powder River expansion, wondering if that occurs, if the Department of Defense will consider compensating ranchers and landowners in areas of high air traffic who say their land values are dropping.
As we go forward with the Powder River Training Complex, that's going to be a tremendous force multiplier for our aviators. And so what will the bottom line is, right now we can get about 45% of our missions accomplished that we need to do to make sure we're ready to do for combat operations done in Powder River. And going forward, we'd be able to increase that to about 85% of our missions. And as far as being good stewards, just like we do now with Powder River, if there's our impacts, we have processes in place to make sure if we have an impact on a local operation that we do whatever we can to minimize that. And if there's a fiscal aspect to that, we have our process that we run to, and we take every claim and we run that to ground, and we make sure we do a full investigation, and we reach out and we're completely above board with anyone that might have any concerns with our operations in that airspace, and we'll continue to do that going forward.
We have a question here about efforts to clean up environmental damage at Ellsworth. In the email question, there during an investigation or report that there was some major spills and leaks from fuel, jet cleaning fluid, and other chemicals that had contaminated large parts of the base. Are there efforts to clean up some of that?
Carl, I don't know the exact details your listener is the exact incident they might be referring to, but I do know over the since the base has been around as Ellsworth since 1953 and before that as Rapid City Air Base, that we've had the environmental practices then that weren't the same as they are now, and we've been working forward to clean up any of the spills that happened in the base. I have no recent ones, and we continue working with the state EPA and to make sure that we're in compliance, and we do test and work with our local landowners around the base to make sure that the groundwater and the drinking water have the right levels. But we continue that, and we're continuing to work that process, and we work that through our civil engineers. But I don't know the exact instance that this person might be referring to. But I do know it's a high priority for us at the base to make sure we're good stewards of the land that we inhabit out here as we borrow it from the state of South Dakota.
Now, Ellsworth Air Force Base, I was reading you're now hosting or getting some B-52s temporarily from the Minot Air Force Base?
We are. Minot needed to fix their runway. And we look at Ellsworth, it's a tremendous asset for the Black Hills and the state of South Dakota, but it's really a strategic asset for our country. And when Minot needed to close down their runway and needed to fly their aircraft from somewhere else and make sure their crews maintained their combat readiness, it was seen to be an easy fit for us. We used to have B-52 stationed here. Our runway could handle it, and we had the room on the ramp to allow the aircraft to come in. So right now we're hosting 8 B-52s from Minot Air Force Base and approximately 300 personnel in the area. And it's a good thing for the base as well from the aviator perspective for us to have crosstalk between the air crews because we don't necessarily get to see each other that often. With the budget cuts, we don't do as many large force training exercises where we get to get together and have those face-to-face lessons learned. So it provides a crosstalk opportunity as well. And they'll be with us till approximately October, and when their runway's finished, and then they'll head up. back north. The other advantage of being able to do this, it's a little non-standard because Minot Air Force Base is in Global Strike Command and we're in Air Combat Command, but it made a lot of sense on just on proximity for logistics, and also these airmen from Minot have had a pretty significant operations tempo themselves, and this is an opportunity by being so close to Minot that they'd be able to be home with their families more often than they would if they went to a different base. So it seemed like an easy win-win from our perspective.
Now, there's an inspection team at Ellsworth this week. How often does an inspection team come to the base, and what happens during an inspection?
Right. The Air Force is in the middle of transitioning into a new inspection system. And what we're doing is, rather than having what we call periods of real very high inspection readiness, we're going with constant, continual readiness where we don't have a flurry of activity right before an inspection. So what they're visiting this week is a capstone event for what we have for our commander's inspection program. And we're ready at all times. Air Force has constant readiness to go forward and do our mission, but this is, they're coming in to make sure that we're grading ourselves properly and to educate us on some techniques if we're not looking at certain areas and identifying any blind spots that we may have in our mission. So what it looks like this week at the base is we have about 80 personnel from Langley and other places across Langley Air Force Base in Virginia and other places across the country, experts that come in different functional areas, and they take a look at how we've graded ourselves. They look at our programs for compliance, and they help us in areas that we may not, where we might think we're compliant. They identify some things that we might not have been assessing, and they also look for how we assess and teach us some other techniques to do that. And I've been extremely impressed with the professionalism of the airmen from Langley and us, as well as the aviators across our and the airmen across our base as they interact with the inspectors. And bottom line is, we'll be better for it at the end of the inspection, and then in 2 years from now, they'll do another capstone type event, and we'll show them that all the improvements we've made at that time over the past 2 years.
Will you get a report from this week's inspection?
We will. We'll get an report that will tell us whether we're effective at managing our resources, leading our people, improving our processes out here at the base. Or the primary areas that they take a look at, and they'll give us an assessment of whether we're effective or highly effective or along those lines. With a new program, and we're just coming up, I think it's a good thing, and it's a way to be more efficient and to use our resources properly. We were before, but we used to use a lot of our time in getting inspection ready. Well, now we want to make sure that it's all focused on combat ready, not just inspection ready.
Last week on Dakota Midday, I spoke with Dr. Widener at the School of Mines about a partnership with Ellsworth on a cold spray technology used to refurbish B-1 bombers. Got his perspective. Just wondering what that sort of a partnership means to Ellsworth.
This is a tremendous initiative for Ellsworth because it's about combat capability and increasing aircraft availability of the B-1. And what we had is a new technology that had been growing from a nascent technology used in some of the services on aviation and the possibility of using that on the B-1. And so what we have was a test on two parts of the aircraft right now, hydraulic lines and panels on the nose of the aircraft, to look and see if this method of repairing those areas, in the panel case it was repairing them, to make sure that we don't have to replace the whole panel, in a way to make sure it's just as strong as before, and we have a test, and that's been going very well. The other method that we had was the hydraulic lines, and we have a chafing, and we have the aircraft is heavily reliant on hydraulics. It's a 4,000 PSI system, so if you think about that as running through a large airframe as ours, a little hole becomes a large leak rather quickly. And so that's an area that impacts our aircraft availability significantly, and they're looking at ways to help in areas where those lines were chafing with a cold spray technology. But those are the two instances. The partnership will help us take technology and find ways to see if it is applicable to increase the effectiveness and the combat readiness of our base, across the base. It doesn't just have to be airframes. It could be in building sustainment in other ways. And really, the mines and airmen are a great partnership. They both think about technology. They're both groups of innovators, and they think about how do we take technology, not just for its sake, but for making sure that it increases our effectiveness and helping our airmen do their job better.
All right. Well, Colonel Kennedy, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Excellent. Well, I'm happy to be here, Carl, and thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you so much. That's Colonel Kevin Kennedy, 28th Bomb Wing Commander at Ellsworth Air Force Base, giving us a status of activities at Ellsworth.